Welcome, welcome, friends and listeners, to Just Roll With It and the continuation of our Court of Blades arc. We continue our downtime, but we move away from the wooing of paramours to the expression of friendship and getting to know our Skylarks just a little better. So sit back, relax, and let's watch some friendships unfold.
Then we shall continue.
Peter, Estany, Kelsey, you all have at least one more downtime activity.
I can get mine out of the way real quick because it's going to be real boring.
Okay.
I'm just going to do spirit training.
Spirit training. All right.
One tick.
What are you doing for your spirit training? All right.
Probably more etiquette classes.
Yes.
Nice.
Your teacher runs you through your etiquette classes, and you find yourself doing a little bit better.
We're probably focusing on, what is it called, loquation?
Yes. Elocution, I believe.
Elocution, yeah, that sounds correct.
Mm-hmm.
She sells seashells and all that. All right, yes. So yeah, take that tick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Peter, Kelsey.
Mine is also pretty boring.
Uh-huh.
Samael still has a harm to heal.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. Let's see. Well, lucky you, the house employs a grace.
Yep.
To heal your wounds with magic.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me find out how that works. Unless, of course, you'd like to go into the city and not get free healing.
No, I'm good getting free healing. It is free. And I feel like if Sindela mm-hmm. knows I went out of the house to go get healed from my chastisement, that's going to get me in more trouble.
Oh, that's right. You have, yours is a social harm.
Yeah.
Not a physical harm.
Correct.
Would that work?
I mean...
That's the question.
The way I understood it was like...
I guess they could do some psychologically.
That was my understanding, mm-hmm. that it was like, I'm upset at myself. Like, it's the whole, like, I'm not upset at you, I'm just disappointed. Psychological damage.
Mm-hmm. So you just need to go talk to somebody.
Yeah, basically.
I'm sure the Grace can provide that.
Grace/therapist.
Okay. Alright, social harm is handled through a four-part healing class like physical harm. However, the PC's damaged reputation never benefits from the house's healer. Damn, I'm sorry. They can't give you staunch therapy. You will have to consort or sway to stamp out the lingering effects of social harm on yourself, or get someone to intercede on your behalf.
Where is that?
It's on page 33, under healing harm.
Oh, there it is. Social harm, blah, blah, blah. I feel like after a certain night, Samael is probably fine going over to Sindela and just being like, hey, I was out of hand. I'm sorry.
All right. You're apologizing. Gasp. Okay. Are you consorting or swaying here?
Unfortunately, Samael does mean it, so it is a consort.
All right, roll your die.
That's a three.
Three. Okay, that's one tick on your four-part clock.
All right, that's it. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. You can pay for influence if you would like.
No, I'm just sad.
Okay. Cool. All right. So, Kelsey, that means you were the last one with a downtime action.
Yep. I'm just trying to figure out if I want to train or if I want to do something else here.
There are so many options for downtime.
No. I'm trying to figure out what would be a good idea to do right now.
Yeah.
I don't have any harm. I don't need to indulge again. So that leaves long-term project, uncover plot, acquire assets.
if you wanted to start working on the debt, that could be a long-term project or an intrigue.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she would, honestly. Yeah.
It's scheme time.
Yes, very much.
It's prior an asset or, yeah. Okay, if you wanted to, so you want to, what is your plan of attack, more or less?
Good question. I feel like before she can do much of anything, she probably needs to figure out, like,
You could do some gather information to figure out.
Yeah, I think gathering information probably makes sense.
Okay. How are you gathering information?
I'm trying to catch up on, like, what some of the general, actually, she has access to fairy spies.
Yeah.
Or a fairy spy, at least.
You do have a fairy spy. You do have a little friend. He can help you.
I do. Yeah, so I feel like she's gonna ask them if they might know anything of use here.
Sounds good. So that will be one plus to your roll, whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think this is?
Let's see. Okay. I feel like it's either study or survey. Probably survey, I guess. Observe situation, anticipate outcomes.
Yeah, makes sense to me. It's a fortune roll, so you get two die because Squay is helping you.
Mm-hmm. Better not give me another bloody one there, roll 20.
Don't be mean, roll 20.
I will have words. Two threes. It's not a one.
Okay. So that's a minor amount of information. You know that, you know what the Britzelotto family is for sure. Is there any particular question that you want to know the answer to? We're not limited to those questions on your sheet.
Right. I guess it's probably trying to figure out what their kind of movements are right now, I guess. Like, what they're doing and what might be of value to them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that, that information comes to you easily enough. You know that there's been rumors about extravagant, strange murders in the Twist for weeks now. Goya tells you, this little sprite friend of yours flits up to you and tells you from what they've observed. Oh, the Britzelotto family and all of the Twist is in quite a little bit of a tizzy, it seems. The Britzelotto family's more or less locked down, or at least the patriarch has, Apollo. He's refusing to leave his stronghold. I don't know where it is or anything about that, but I know that he hasn't been seen in a couple of weeks. A lot of movement, a lot of chaos. No one knows who's causing these murders or why it's happening, but they seem to be some sort of intimidation. Humans.
Yeah, agreed.
I would suspect it's some sort of overthrow, but I don't know if humans work like that.
Some do, sometimes. It's a bit of a more dramatic and messy way to go about things, but it can be effective.
This is why you usually just go up to the leader and challenge them one-on-one. Less mess.
I don't think that will do me much good in this situation.
You'd have to find Apollo first, this is true.
Yes, and I'm not sure how much of a challenge I would pose here.
I don't understand. You have magic.
I do.
You have better than human magic.
I have to be careful how I use it. I do.
Human magic takes so long.
It does. That is very true. I suppose the issue is less that I don't have the power then and more that I do have to be somewhat discreet about whatever I decide to do.
So not murder.
Ideally not. That might cause more problems than it solves.
You could turn him into something.
I suppose I could.
Turn them all into mice, and then the cats would kill them.
That is not inaccurate. I don't know if it's a great plan.
I'm great at plans.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I'll figure something out at least, I'm sure. Eventually.
Okay. You've got time.
But
they don't. Their time is like this. And they give you like a little, like an inch between their thumb and forefinger.
Yes, ideally I will figure something out well within the frame of a human lifespan.
They just sort of shrug.
Believe it or not, I do have some concept of how time on this plane works. I have lived here long enough, most of my life.
You do?
Yes.
Me, I like blink and then they're all dead.
Don't remind me. That is eventually going to catch up with me, and I'd rather not think about it.
Okay, so don't.
That is the plan.
Goya has told you all the information that they have gathered from flying over the city and sticking their nose in places it doesn't belong. What would you like to do about it?
Oh, gosh.
Because finding information is a free action.
Right. Of course it is.
You can always bank it to like acquire an asset later, or you don't have to do all of your town time activities right now.
True. Yeah, I think I'll bank it to figure out what to do with it later on.
Okay. Remember that you have a downtime action left. You can use it, flashback to it during an errand, or you know, pick it up whenever during free play that you want to, you know, whenever you want to use it.
Yes.
Okay. So,
add it to my notes on here.
Normally, this would be where we might move out of free play, or I might introduce a little thing. And I do have a few scenes that I have my own that I want to do. But we've decided there's this thing that some of us do in our home game called Cramped Quarters. We've decided to modify it so that it's running into each other during this. There's going to be a bit of a time skip in between major errands, plot relevant errands. So there's going to be about a month in between the dossiers that they previously accepted and the ones that they will be given soon. So during that time, y'all can run into each other and have little scenes and explore your dynamics further. So it's rolling 2d6 and seeing what happens. Who would like to go first?
I think someone with two characters should go first.
This makes a lot of sense. Peter, Saint?
I could go first.
Okay. So this move that we are making up is triggered when you all have extended periods of time working together, trapped in the same city. Roll 2d6. Or who do you want to spend time with, first of all? Who do you want to run into?
I think
it can be an NPC if you would like, but generally.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna say that I want Samael to run into Vivi.
To run into Vivi. Okay.
I did wanna see that.
Roll 2d6 and we will find out what happens.
Right.
During this month.
Alright.
How you two feel about each other.
Oh my god, what?
Two fives.
It's a 10.
That's a 10.
That's the good one.
Yes. On a 10 plus, describe how the two of you bonded.
How is this possible?
I don't know.
Clearly, Samael is in a good mood after after sharing a croissant with someone.
After cementing his love with Zyra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after sharing a croissant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what the kids are calling it?
Huh. This.
So
is
I'm difficult. Still not. I mean, it's kind of difficult, but the conceit isn't because
yeah.
I'm watching you for someone in the house.
Oh, absolutely, exactly. The build up is there. The how do we bond is the difficult part.
What do you do that is unexpectedly good?
I mean, would stealing milk off of a cart using magic to feed a bunch of stray cats be considered good?
Maybe.
I feel like that's something Samael does pretty frequently, like every morning. Just like waits for like the milkman comes around and Samael just uses like a magic to pull a carton out of the truck while they're not paying attention. And just feeds cats with it.
Okay, sure. Let's go with that. So maybe while you're pouring some into a saucer and you're all like crouched down or whatever, you don't hear Vivi come up behind you, but you just hear her voice as she says, "I did not know you were so soft-hearted."
Is it possible to know something that ain't true?
Well, then what do you call this then?
Call this... And Samuel kind of really doesn't have a response to that. Because they're like, "Ah, damn it, there's no snarky way to respond to feeding cats." These are my information gatherers.
I see, so this is bribery.
Precisely.
I feel like we're in an alley, and I'm just gonna, like, kind of lean up against a wall.
Of course, while Samuel is saying this, there's, like, a cat, like, rubbing against his leg.
You know, I don't really understand this whole facade you put on. This image that you are cultivating, that you are, how do you say it, an asshole?
Firstly, love, I am an asshole.
Two things can be true.
Secondly, you'll have to buy me a few drinks first before you get that story.
Bold of you to assume I would buy you anything. I just kind of smile at you.
Then bold of you to assume you'll get anything out of me.
I'm getting enough.
You get what I give you, which isn't very much.
I think I'm getting more than that.
If that's what you want to think.
How is this a 10, Peter?
I mean, they're not at each other's throats. I think Samuel is like rushing to leave.
Okay.
And it is like a banter of sorts, right? Like, I don't think they mean it like offensively. It's just...
No, you're fine. I'm just amused. I'm
just like, fucking asshole. I think Samuel tosses one of the milk jugs at Vivi.
Yeah, I'll catch it.
And just goes back to feed the cats. Not really having much to say, but like, I don't know when Vivi catches them doing it, but it still continues afterwards. It's not like Samuel is like, "Oh, you got me. Time for me to change my pattern."
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess it's a kind of bonding.
Yeah,
I know, like, he's got a soft... I know you have a soft side for cats now, I guess.
And I guess you better understand why they did something so stupid, because a cat asked them to.
The cat told me to do
it. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, this explains so much now.
I can hold this over your head. I'm just, anytime I want you to do something, I just act like a cat.
Brilliant. And Vivi, I think you're called into Sindela's lab not too long after this, maybe a day or two. And Sindela's the person who's been having you watch Samael.
Mm-hmm.
She's Zyra's mother. She is a noble, so she has a full mask, which is definitely helpful in this laboratory where there's a whole bunch of magic going on at any given hour. Beakers and odd smoke and herbs and stones being crushed and mixed together. And she doesn't stop what she's doing when you come in, but she does look at you. "How has he been these last few weeks? Any risky behavior I should make note of?"
"Nothing that I think warrants your concern."
"Good to hear. I was incredibly concerned after, well, you were there. You saw what happened. What I had to intercede in. I was hoping that working with the Death Watch would kick some sense into him. They've lost their sense after I thought they gained it before. So..."
Did Vivi see Samuel climb into Zyra's window?
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
Did Sindela hear about that?
Did you tell her?
Oh gosh. So Sindela is just looking for risky behavior, right?
Risky, like, behavior, stuff that he needs to crack down on, yeah.
Like, stuff that's going to get him socially in trouble.
Yeah, stuff that would get him either killed or thrown out of the city, and thus get her husband in trouble.
This doesn't qualify yet.
All right.
You know she would disapprove.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's very obvious that she would disapprove of Sam courting her daughter.
I guess my question is then to Peter. Mm-hmm. Is it more entertaining for you that Sindela knows, or would you prefer it to remain secret?
I think it would be hilarious if Vivi has like a notebook called Samael Blackmail.
You know what? She absolutely would. I'm gonna keep this under my hat for now, because I can pull this out later to make you do what I want.
It's oh, Samael has annoyed me today. I'm gonna go tell Sindela about this.
I don't have to tell Sindela. I tell you that I'm going to tell Sindela.
Oh, brilliant. Beautiful. But since you witnessed them climbing in Zyra's window, you also know Zyra was not there and was out in the city when she should not have been doing lady knows what.
Yeah, well, I'm not here to report on Zyra's whereabouts.
Yep, that's. I just want to let you know that you know that.
Okay.
For future times.
I believe this is what they call a threat.
Me? Threaten anyone?
Probably.
Me?
Yes.
You? No.
Yes. All the time. What?
That doesn't sound like something I would do.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't sound like something you would do. It is something you would do.
Yes, and have done on many occasions.
I'm innocent.
Not a day in my life.
Threats? In my Fortune Dessert game?
Can I add blackmail on Samael to my gear?
Absolutely.
I believe that would be a weightless item, too.
Yes.
For sure.
We believe this poor John Constantine knockoff so much, but he deserves it.
It's good drama.
To use currency from another game, contempt.
I have a book of blackmail on Samael.
Perfect. Yeah. Sindela is relieved to hear that he hasn't been getting himself into any more trouble. Asks you, just keep an eye on them. If they do anything like they did back at the Corvetta Plaza, it's going to be his head. And worse, it's going to be Enzo's.
Remind me who Enzo is again?
Enzo is her husband, and he is also Samuel's mentor.
Then you know what? I feel like this 10 is me having a talk with Samael about these concerns.
Ooh.
So I find you somewhere, probably either in the house or someplace more comfortable where I can pull you aside and have a conversation. I think let's make it the house, because I like the backdrop of like our meeting room, and like you're passing through and I'm like, Samael?
Aye.
Can I borrow your ear for a moment?
Depends what you need it for.
To talk to you.
That sounds like a threat. And Samael, like, backs away slowly, but not like fleeingly, just almost jokingly, yeah.
Yeah, I don't make a move to go after you. I just kind of cock my head.
Samael just, like, raises an eyebrow and is like, very well, I suppose it must be important.
I would say that it is. So, if you could endeavor to be serious for at least a few minutes...
I'm always serious, love.
Slowly raised eyebrow.
Sindela has expressed a concern to me. And I am certain that she has expressed it to you, but I wanted to emphasize the seriousness of it. Your glamour at the party, the fake noble, she is worried that it is going to get her husband killed. If you do something like that again?
I think Samael, like, raises a finger to respond and then drops it and is just like, Enzo will be fine. I will be fine. You can let Sindela know she has nothing to worry about.
So you will not be performing treason again anytime soon, is that correct?
I do what needs to be done for the sake of the house and for Ilrian.
I do not think you can use that justification here. We had what we needed. That was for you.
That was for Ilrian.
Explain.
Something, the glasses, were attracting spirits, setting them off. And if you have a nexus of them collecting at one point, well, things become cataclysmic. I was trying to take them off of Fia's hands to take them where they needed to be.
Are you lying to me?
No, that is the absolute truth.
Okay. I don't have a thing that lets me know when you're lying to me. No, but I just need to know, are you lying? And you did not think that you could explain this to one of us because...
Because I see the way you all look at me. Like I'm the lying idiot.
I do not think that you are an idiot. I think that you are a fool. You are very clever, and you make bad choices sometimes. And I worry about you.
No need to worry about me. One day I'll go down in flames protecting the city. And I think that's when Samael walks off.
To your back, I say, you could trust us sometime to help you. But I think you probably just keep going.
Yeah.
That is still somehow a 10.
I mean, Samael opened up a lot.
Baby steps to trust.
You didn't even have to buy them drinks.
No, I just had to say, hey, you're going to get your mentor killed. Are you okay with that?
Joke's on you, Samael. Depression.
Don't we all?
Nothing better than an all-powerful wizard with passive suicidal ideation.
Oof. Oh no.
That's just what we need.
They won't do anything. They won't stop it.
But okay, so yeah, we cut from that scene back to like that present moment of Syndella and Vivi, and Syndella just nods. Good. I'm glad to hear it. Just keep an eye on him, will you? I worry.
Of course.
Thank you, Vivi. You are indispensable.
Yeah, and I think I just, like, do a little bow curtsy thing and head out.
Okay. Brilliant. Who would like to do their scene next? Every character gets one.
I would.
Huzzah! Say, which character would you like to do, and who would you like to meet with?
I think Teresa and Fia should hang out.
Teresa and Fia?
Okay. All right,
roll 2d6.
Okie dokie. One moment. Two dice.
That's an eight. All right. So that means that on a 7-9 reveal / discover the answer to their question about an aspect of yourself or your past. Sophia, do you have any pressing questions about Teresa?
Oh, gosh. How much would she know about Teresa to begin with?
Good question. I don't think a great amount. Like, I don't know how much you. I don't know how knowledgeable Fia is of, like, the world at large. And, like, had, you know, outside of maybe the bad reputation that Teresa has, I don't know if there's much else that you would know unless you know something about, like, I don't know, mercenary companies.
I feel like if it's not something she knows about already, she's probably curious about, like, I guess what brings Vivi into Teresa. I remember names. About, like, what kind of brings Teresa into all of this? Like, what she's here for, I guess. 'Cause it's like, she knows what it is for someone like her, Vivi, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a very good question of what brings someone like Teresa into being the cat's paw of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's probably a thing of, where do you think we meet? Like, are we at the house? Do we run into each other on the street? What do you think?
Gosh, I could see either working really well.
I think the big thing is Teresa finds Fia a little unapproachable. Because our bond there is despite my obvious skill, grace and skill, Fia still is not impressed. I will win them yet. Mm-hmm. So it is a thing of just like, I have to impress you because you're a fey noble. You're someone mm-hmm. to be impressed more than anybody else on the crew.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Always do on the street.
Yeah.
She's not really carrying around her sword because she's not allowed to, but, you know. Yeah, so I think maybe run each other on the street. It's just a thing of like, oh, it's a thing of I think Teresa like doffs her hat when she sees you. It's like, it, you know, it's not a massive gesture, but it is a thing of like recognition of who you are and like your station, that sort of thing. Because mm-hmm. we're out in public. So there's appearances must be maintained.
Of course.
But yeah, it does all that and it's like, do you mind if I walk with you?
No, not at all.
Okay, yeah. Gets in stride with you. Where are we off to in this time of day?
Not really anywhere in particular at the moment, to be honest. I just kind of need fresh air, I suppose.
A wander, yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Not quite as many places to go here as I'm used to, but...
Used to? It's... I mean, the city can be kind of crammed, but...
It is. I am used to having a lot more space to get lost in, I suppose.
Ah, I understand that. For me, that is, the more space there is, the more you... Getting lost is not exactly desirable.
I suppose that's probably true for a lot of people.
I think so. I would think so. It's where I am from and where I've been, it is something so... It is better to stick together than it is to separate. There's strength in numbers.
That makes sense. Where did you come here from anyway, Teresa?
I came from a very small village in a place... I guess somewhat far away. I'm not quite sure. Distance is an odd thing. But I am here as... Well, war brought me here, as it does for many people. So that is the life of a soldier, yeah?
Right.
It is, the lot in life of where I'm from, where you either... For most people, you stay on the farm, or you go out to fight. Fighting has the better opportunities.
Mm.
And it is something that we, where I'm from, the communities, these communes, there are fights between us sometimes, but they are small things. You know, it's somebody crosses over a line and there's a conflict and it must be resolved with arms, but that is nothing for the wars of Mauer or even Ilrien fighting their revolution back in the distant past. Thousands upon thousands taking each other. But that is why we go out.
I suppose there's never really much of a shortage of people wanting to fight for one reason or another.
Especially not in this city. They love to fight here.
So it seems...
This Coduelo und so. And being here, and if you're not masked, and you commit some crime, and are caught by the men with the jacks, they either let you go or they cut your head off. And that's pretty brutal.
It is. I don't really understand why. It seems like there's much better ways to solve a problem?
Better for whom, I think, is the thing. Yeah? The company I was from. We had a lot of rules to, arbitrate, yeah? To make sure that justice was done as it is. And it is in contrast to here. I'm not sure how this is for you, but...
I'm a bit of a complicated question there.
I can imagine. It is another world, yeah?
Half of me is, and the other half may as well be, it sometimes feels like.
I mean, for me, you are... I mean, you are very much physically here, and that is the most significant.
Oh, I am. That's not quite what I mean, but...
I feel that there's probably more, but I'm not one for, philosophizing.
Fair enough.
I am a woman of action, as it were.
So you've demonstrated.
It comes with the territory. That is something, that is an expression I learned recently, actually. It is different, there's a different expression from where I'm from, for that. This, Irian has its own intricacies. Everything. That I'm not...
You think you could say.
Fully familiar with.
I don't know if I ever really expected to find a human settlement that liked their secrets and disguises almost as much as any fae I know.
Mm. The world is a big and surprising place, as I am learning. But you asked a question earlier about why I'm here.
Yes.
Being a mercenary can be all well and good. There's money, there's camaraderie, that sort of thing. But it is something else to be able to work for something that is not just a client. Yeah? The latest in a contract. And I think the house is, well, there's purpose.
Makes sense. I feel like there's a few people that are looking for something similar. At least.
It would not surprise me.
Has it been working out for you?
Well, it is something to be able to have some, let's say it's good to have backup when it comes to throwing the gauntlet, yeah?
Fair enough.
But there's more. It gives stability and credit, yeah? You usually don't have any, and I've been able to do things I never thought I'd be able to. Just something that I think the people in our coterie take for granted, and I think the nobility as well. And that is, well, I never learned how to read. I'm learning. It's slow and steady, but I am doing it. I don't think I'd be able to do it otherwise unless I was one of the captains of the regulars, but I doubt that is going to be the case anytime soon. Or would have been.
Well, the fact that you're learning at all is something. It's much harder to learn later on.
Yeah, that is what they tell me.
Especially in a language that's not your first, I would assume.
Yeah, it was... hard enough to find Alonso. I cannot imagine having to find someone from, well, that speaks my language, so to speak. And I don't think it would be overly useful here in Illyrian.
No, unfortunately, they are also pretty set in their own language customs.
Yeah, they have, so.
Trust me, it's not my first either.
Well, that we share, yeah?
Yes, I think so.
You speak it very well, I must say.
Lots of practice. That was a benefit for me, I suppose. I can speak a few different languages, but still, not my first or preferred, but...
Well, if you have any desire to learn mine, I can attempt. I'm no teacher. What is the word? Alonso told me it's... pedagogue, yeah. But I can teach you some choice phrases or so.
I'd like that.
Good, yeah. This is... yeah. Teresa kind of considers, and I think Teresa does the thing where she puts her hand where her sword would be, but it's not there, and it's kind of a awkward, like, oh, right, I can't rest my hand on the sword.
I feel like as we've been walking, she's probably, if it helps make that feel less awkward, Fia absolutely either has like her hands tucked in a pocket are like fiddling with something on her dress or something half the time so that she doesn't fidget with her mask.
Perfect. Love it.
This is just like, no one back home or in Fairy makes me wear one of these all day, every day, and it feels so weird.
So, has your mind cleared this of wantling?
I think so. Thank you.
Perhaps I can escort you back.
If you don't have anything more pressing to deal with.
Nothing so pressing. I do have practice to be done. One must keep their sword arm ready, but that is in some time.
All right, then.
Yeah, Teresa offers an arm.
Yeah, Fia will take it.
All right, yeah. We head back to wherever you were.
And away you two go. Okay, and I think that's where we're going to pause for the evening. We'll do everybody else next time. And then dossiers for your new errands. But for now, let's get us some XP. Skylarks, did you overcome an obstacle with audacity or unorthodoxy? Any of you?
I did.
Baby did.
I was muted, but I did.
I was audacious. Yeah, you did.
I was audacious as heck. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think that also counts for contending with challenges above your current station. Because there was a fairy and the Prince of Ilorin in
true.
That room.
I could have gotten caught, and it would have been bad.
Yep. That would have gone very bad for both of us.
Did anyone bolster your coterie's reputation or help you develop a new one? Your reputation is daring. Several of you were daring today. Vivi and I think Samael as well. We're very daring.
It's true.
I don't know what's so daring about writing poetry.
You snuck into someone's window.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And poetry is very daring in Elwynn. Did you express goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature of the coterie?
Hell yes. Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, y'all peed yes. So much. Did you look out for the little guy?
We fed cats.
I did feed cats, it's true.
Honestly, if you didn't bring that up, I was going to.
As we all know, cats are just little guys.
Cats are little guys.
Little dudes.
So that's five.
That's
five. Yeah. Y'all are four away from another crew advance.
Nice.
Killing it.
Y'all are badass. Okay, let us go down the list. Kelsey, Fia, Schemer, Fairy Extraordinaire, run through your XP, please.
I got scheming to do over the next little bit before we play again. Mm-hmm. So I gotta figure out what I'm doing with that information. Especially because I think Teresa just made her more inclined to want to do something with it. Even more so than she already was. Address a challenge with fey power and or control. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Use magic.
I did use some magic to help Vivi out. Express your beliefs, strives, heritage, or background. Yes. A few times, but this game doesn't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Struggle with issues from your indulgence or scandals? No. So I think that's two.
No shatters yet. And, gosh, what is your... The Opera House.
Opera.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, actually, technically, and I know that I would have asked you regardless, but we did a favor trade. Because
we did, it's true,
and it was because you got in trouble at the opera. This
that
is an issue that arose from your indulgence, technically.
I'll allow it.
I'll take it.
And I would argue that summoning Goya for was it fey power or control, or is it fey control, or is it just control? Because if it's fey control, then I think you did that for sure.
I mean, I already got one from that anyway, because...
I think you get one for each, right?
Power yes. And control, I think, are separate tick boxes.
Yes.
Oh, right.
I guess it depends on how you define control. Because it wasn't like I was manipulating Goya so much as just like they are, I guess, servant, technically spy to like her father's court slash to her.
I mean, isn't that a display of control though?
That's what I mean. It depends on how we're defining control. Because like control in the sense that she is like.
Heck, I think you could even do like self-control and it would still apply. Like any aspect of control that you can justify works here.
Yeah, because I think power and control for the playbook that you're playing is very much the thing of you are a fey noble, and it represents both sides of that. Of like, yes, we talk about the magic side of power and control, but there's also the like, you are powerful, like you have power over others. So, up to you though, because it's your XP.
Yep, you're the one. Well, you're the arbiter.
I would be willing to take it.
All right. Sounds like four to me. Where are you putting it all?
I think I'm going to go two in my character XP and two in my spirit.
That means you fill up your character XP track.
No, because I already marked two off. I need two more.
Okay. Shit. Well, next time maybe. I was so excited.
Also, we need to add clocks for everyone except Phoebe, right?
Why do we need to add clocks?
For the Paramore stuff?
Heat's already here.
Oh, right. That's on its own track. I know how these sheets work.
Oh, I thought that you had to fill up a heat clock to get heat. Like, and then once I filled it up... Oh, is that how that works?
We're learning!
Okay, I can delete this clock then. Cool.
I'm just keeping it there to remind me.
So heat has its own track. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of assumed you had to fill up the clock to get one of those hearts.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess not. So that's fine.
No, once a PC completes their clock, they acquire a paramour, can build heat. The heat is spent in, it's like a resource, just like anything else.
Okay.
It can be used to give you, you know, die on fortune rolls and other stuff.
Your paramour is also a new indulgence.
I'm aware. Yes, it is. That's going to come up when I do my XP.
You can go canoodle. And clear some stress. Mm-hmm. All right.
Canoodling.
Samael.
Hello.
Hello. Please go through your XP.
You address a challenge with arcane knowledge and or power. I don't think I did either of those today.
You did cast a spell.
I did cast a spell, but it wasn't a challenge. It was a flirt.
Isn't flirting...
I mean, I feel like that's addressing a challenge since she was trying to not let you.
True. It was a counterspell.
Is romance not a challenge?
This is a good point. I went from one and you all making fun of me to having a paramour. So, yeah. Challenge one.
We'll find other ways to challenge make fun of you, one. Don't worry.
A secret star-crossed paramour.
Yep.
I mean, it's not that secret.
It's... Her mom doesn't know. And neither does her father.
Ugh, why are Samuel and Via in the same boat there now? Not that Via's, I don't think, is super secret either, but it's not supposed to be a thing, so...
You express your beliefs, drives, heritage, your background. These are things I did. And you deal with issues from your indulgences or scandals. I did not. Because my indulgence is... Yeah, my indulgence is booze.
And your paramour.
Oh, right. Paramours are also indulgences. Yeah. No, I didn't struggle with issues with her.
Not yet. But I do have blackmail on you now. Relating to her.
This is true.
I in might the future. Be a free
experience. All right, so I'm just going to put my 2 points of experience in, let's just put them in spirit.
Beautiful. All right, we did not see Lee this episode.
We did not.
So, Gauntlet.
Let's go. Did you address a challenge with violence and slash or panache? There was no violencing today. Panache, on the other hand, Unfortunately, I don't think being fucking adorable fits under panache.
I don't know, flamboyant confidence of style or manner?
Well, fair enough. All right, then I'll take it for courting Sophia, because I have a paramour, and I'm here for it. Express beliefs drives heritage background. Boy, howdy. That was the entirety of the scene with Fia, and it was great. I am here for it. Yeah, struggle with issues from your indulgences or scandals? No. I don't have any scandals, and my indulgences didn't get me in trouble. I just talked about them a lot. Which means I get 2, and I'm gonna put them in character XP, and I'm 1 away.
So close.
And yet, so far.
Okay.
Oh.
And what about our dear Fuse, who wrecked her way into somebody, or tried to wreck her way into somebody's heart. They're here to be
bad news.
Mm-hmm. Nothing travels faster.
Address the challenge with evasion and/or mayhem. I mean, I did set up a whole fireworks display for a paramour. You know.
And you did leave that scene rather quickly after she brought up her sister. I think that counts as evasion personally, but I don't know what you think.
No, I'm here for it. I intentionally did that. So, because we could have had, you know, probably healthier communication, which this sort of was-ish, kind of, not really. Yeah, we have both of those. Express your beliefs, tries heritage, or background. Sure did. Sure did. It did happen. And then, indulgences or scandals? No, not yet.
Not yet.
So that's 3 XP. I'm also 1 away with Fuse.
Hey.
And that's my XP.
Nice.
And last but certainly not least, our dear Solil, Vivi.
Okie doke. Let's see. Address the challenge with stealth? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And or perception. I think also yes, because I heard that they were in the room and spied on them and then found a way around them.
I think it counts.
Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. My drive to not tarnish Fia's social reputation on this job by saying stay downstairs. But also I think like all those conversations I had with Samael. And then literally I did a mini errand for my paramour.
That you did.
So I think it's a full 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it all into spirit, which fills up my spirit track. And now I have to decide if I want to get another in sway or if I want to finally get one in consort. And it has to go into consort.
Lovely.
But doing all the etiquette training, it's finally paying off.
You're learning. Your etiquette teacher is so proud. All right. That's a session. Beautiful.
Beautiful indeed. Thank you once again for listening to Just Roll With It and our game of Court of Blades. This beautiful game was written by a couple of Drakes, Sean and Navi Drake, and can be found on their itch page at coupleofdrakes.itch.io. And of course, thank you once again to our guest stars, Saintgard and Astani, for playing with us. Saintgard can be found at Saintgardly on Twitter, on Twitch as Saintgard, and Astani, A-S-T-E-Y-N-I, can be found under that nom de guerre everywhere. Thank you to 8ER41 on Pixabay for our intro and outro music. You can find the rest of us at Just Roll With It, as you ever do. Me, Corey, as the Invulnerable Tide, or Invulnerable Tide on Twitter, Kelsey as Islander's Caper, and Peter as the Chaotic Super. The podcast can be found as Just Roll With It AP most places on the internet. And as Pride Month comes to a close, I would be remiss if I don't remind you that we have Pride merch in our Redbubble store. Snag yourself a Being Queer is a Contest shirt if you want to win. So, until next time, whether the dice are coming up nat ones or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.